welcome to this week's Three Cuckoos Podcast, episode 11.
1-1.
Legs 11. Bingo. Welcome to my... I'm Mr. Dodsworth. Hello. And welcome to my friend, Mr. Marcus Ibbison.
Hello.
Hello. And welcome to my other friend, Mr. Tim of the News and Ward. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. And Mark's just spat tea all over himself. So yeah, we're here this week.
Went down wrong all.
To bring you very good news.
What
and
news?
Very good stories about ourselves and, you know, just to brighten your day, really.
Brighten your day.
Spend an hour and a bit
struggle
with us.
To brighten his own.
Yeah.
Who wants to spend an hour and a half with us? Not even his own girlfriends want to spend an hour and a half with us.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Yeah.
Well.
Let's be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why we do this.
Yeah.
Fill some time.
You're married, it's worse for you.
Yep. Yeah.
It won't come off my finger, man.
So I'm back to work this week. It's boring, isn't it? It's well dull.
Yeah, I know.
What's been happening since you've been back?
No, training. I had to go training. No one wants to go training.
No, they don't. It's fucking mindless.
I had to go to a hotel that was really local to work as well. So it wasn't like a trip out or out.
Wouldn't like in France, or so.
And usually you go...
Was it full of people called Brian with beards who say, mandatory?
There was not enough beards.
Wouldn't there?
No, because people with beards have personality. And there was
it's
a
true.
Lack of beards.
A lot
beards.
Of wizards have beards.
Wizards?
Yes.
There was a lot of people with spiked hair off of the 80s.
Wizards?
Really?
Like flock of seagulls?
No, not like wavy, two pots of Silvicrin kind of hair.
Of what?
Or did your mum not use Silvicrin?
Silvic Rin.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
I
just learned how to
wrong.
Say it 35 years.
Silvicrin, I think it is.
Silvicrin.
Like
no,
a fish.
She used that gold stuff, Elnet, that Cheryl Cole uses.
Elnet? No idea.
Yeah, Esprit.
Elviv.
Elnet.
Elnet.
I'm sure it was Elnet.
Are you sure? I don't know.
I have no idea.
How the hell did we get onto this? So a lot of people bored, sat in a room. But usually you go, well, it's a hotel. So they feed you pretty well, you know, like at half time.
No, I work for the NHS, Rob. We don't get stuff like that.
No, no.
When we have like an away day, we just go to a different place.
A different room in the building.
Well, it's not different. It's like a different place in the trust.
Yeah.
Which looks exactly the same because all these buildings do.
Right, yes.
Day trip.
We don't get fed.
Field trip. Do you have to take rubbings?
If we want to get fed, we have to get like a drug rep to come and bring us goodies.
Sweet.
But they only just buy like loads of sandwiches from Marks and Spencer's. So
drugs are banned.
So we had no pastries.
Ooh.
The coffee was garbage.
Ooh.
And then at lunch, it was like this day old chicken. That was
spoiled to you people.
I was really unhappy.
I work for Ford. How dare you not have pastries in the morning?
It was minging.
And, somebody get to Costa.
Anyway, they brought out some cookies afterwards, so
cookies.
I had a cookie and I had a can of Coke.
It's picking up.
And then I killed everybody and left. So it was dull.
What? I just find it unbelievable that you expect to go on a training course.
No, I don't expect.
And for there to be pastries.
Not
pastries?
All. Not all. I'm just saying there is
usually... I need my morning baklava!
I don't even know what one of them is.
You know what baklava is? I love baklava.
A balaclava.
Baklava. It's like Turkish or something. And it's like...
No,
filo
really
pastry layered with like a chopped nut mixture
chopped
and there's
nut.
Like a honey sugar syrup
on it. Oh, I know what you mean.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
It's fucking amazing.
Is it? We should get some next week.
Might go to Greg's on the way home.
They don't sell it at Greg's.
It's 1-4 hour Greg's.
Have they got that such a thing?
When you're screaming through the window, the bulletproof glass at Greg's.
Have you got a baklava? God, they don't have 24-hour Greggs, do they?
No, I didn't say I demanded a pastry.
You
I
did.
Was saying
there were no pastries. I'm outraged.
They usually have pastries, so I was banking on that to brighten my day, and they didn't have any.
I just find it unbelievable that
although,
you expect there to be pastries on a training. Tell you work for Ford.
The last times I've been
Ford,
they've had a test at the end, and I despise.
And poor Tim.
What?
If he expects
poor Tim, what do you mean?
If he expects company pastries, he's got to buy the fuckers himself.
Yeah, because he is company. The only company he's got on a day is Carbo cut out of David Hasselhoff that's on his wall.
Some people... No, it's not getting that.
He didn't sing that. He didn't sing that.
No, but he was in it.
He's big in Germany.
He's very big in Germany.
No, he was stood on the Berlin
Shout
Wall.
Shout out to Hoff if he's listening.
It was just an optical...
He will be.
Can you imagine if the Hoff listened to us?
He does. He listens to everything we do.
If there were two people in the world who you wanted to listen to the podcast, who would it be? What a good question.
Ooh. Wow. That's a random question, isn't it? Not the Hoff. I wouldn't have said the Hoff. Pele.
No. Pele? No, do you know what? I don't like Pele. Surprisingly,
I
don't like Pele.
And I nearly wanted to burn the thing.
Because he's such a fucking fence sitter. He likes everyone.
No, do you know what?
Oh, I think Germany will win the World Cup. Or Argentina, or Brazil, or France, or Spain.
But not England.
Or Costa Rica.
Definitely not England.
Fuck off, Pele. Just tell us what you think.
Pele's book, I thought it was just a massive, look at me, I'm the best.
Well,
it was like no one scored a better goal than me, but it wasn't taped because there wasn't video cameras.
For a player who never played outside of his own country.
It was.
I don't think he can be classed as the best player in the world ever.
I don't think he can either.
No.
But anyway, so go on, Rob.
Anyway. Who would you want to listen to the podcast?
Damn good question.
I thought
damn
so.
Good.
Would you base it on maybe your Twitter following? Say for example,
you can have two people who
Barack
just like
Obama.
Tweets out. I listen to the Three Cuckoos podcast.
Well, it's got to be Bieber, isn't it?
I think no,
Bieber in One Direction.
No, because people are despise.
No, you see,
your
now you see, you're thinking
that.
Of it from the terms of like getting out to the most people.
Yeah,
but just for cool sake,
right? For coverage, I'd go. Man.
No, we're not going coverage. Just cool.
I'd go President Barack Obama.
Just like
that's
right.
Quite cool, right?
Yeah,
that is quite cool.
Yeah, but cool.
I won't be bothered.
If you just said it in his speech,
I won't give a shit whether he did or not. To be fair,
and I'd probably go. Oh man, I don't know. What? Who would you? I'm just trying to think of one more.
William Shatner.
What?
That'd be
definitely.
Cool.
I listen to. The three.
How cool would that be?
Cuckoos. I don't know, really.
That'd be cool.
It'd be podcast, weird, isn't it?
If William Shatner just tweeted out, I listen to Three Cuckoos podcast and I think it's amazing.
It would be pretty cool.
That's it. I'd just.
Would you?
I'd
pack
shit
it up.
My pants.
Pack it
yeah.
up.
Wherever I was at that moment.
Try to think of someone really good, like cut off the cuff. Oh, Dave Grohl.
Oh, yeah. There you go. William Shatner and Dave Grohl.
Dave Grohl.
That's who I'd have.
Yeah.
Now, I'd like to see them two in an arm wrestling competition.
I don't think there'd be much of a competition.
Yeah, Shatner.
William Shatner's knocking on for 80.
Grohl. Obama and Grohl would be all right. Pretty even match.
Yeah.
Do you think so?
Yeah, I reckon
so. Obama versus
it'd be like, Grohl. It'd be like over the top all over again.
Farm off. Flawless victory.
Flawless victory.
Yeah, right, so we're going with them two. Tim, any...
Yeah, I'd go with definitely them two, yeah.
Thanks for that. Carry on.
Well, there's... I mean, Grohl... Pretty good,
yeah.
And the shot, I mean,
it's Shatner.
It's Shatner.
It's Shatner.
What else? You know,
you don't seem overstruck on Shatner.
He probably won't be your.
It was
what about Schwarzenegger?
You surprised me.
Why?
Do you know what? That came into my mind.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
Because you've got a massive hard on for a really shit film.
No, I'd like to hear him say, ago. "I listen to the Three Cuckoos."
I listen
to the Three Cuckoos. Idiot.
Get to the cuckoos.
That'd be quite interesting.
Yeah, it would, yeah.
No.
I'm trying to think
Santa?
Of someone really off the cuff.
There's no such person as Santa.
There is. We talked about it last week. He's Captain Birdseye.
No, he isn't.
I don't know.
It's a tough one.
It's a tough one. Yeah.
Maybe we can answer at the end.
So what have you done this week then? Marcus.
I don't know. I've been...
Darling.
I went to the doctors on Monday about my back.
Yeah.
I've got to have surgery.
Oh, yeah. Tell us more.
There's nothing more to tell.
Are you going to be like George McFly in Back to the Future 2 where they just hang him upside down?
I don't know. I've got a herniated disc.
That's a different actor, you know. That.
In my back, which is pushing on the nerves in both my legs. So they'll take me in and chop them off. Not my legs. My herniated discs.
I was going to say it just kind of hurt, but with no pain going through your legs.
Yeah. So yeah, apparently like this surgery is like 95% effective.
Oh, cool.
So I'll jog here.
Oh, really?
No.
Just to show off?
No, because I'm still going to be a fat bastard. They're not taking that away, are they?
You'll see someone doing like some stupid walk up the road.
Can you just take a couple of stone off as well?
Well, you're there. I've lunged here today.
While I'm asleep.
I just lunged all the way here.
Backwards. Backwards lunges.
Smell my undies.
Doing the Ministry
Smell
of
my
Silly
undies.
Walk.
What?
Smell my undies?
No.
So what's the surgery involved then?
They cut off the
Did they knock
part
you out?
Of the...
Or do they give you like an epidural?
I don't know. Oh, I'm not
is it keyhole?
There's no one sticking a needle in my spine.
Is it keyhole?
An epidural?
It's microsurgery.
Microsurgery? Like micro machines?
Yeah.
Will they do it?
There's a really tiny little man.
Spiders.
You know? Like in inner space.
Yes. How
and
cool would
inject
that be?
Him into your spine.
That would be. That's what actually happened.
The bit of your... Because your spine's split into vertebrae, the bones, and there's like the discs are in the middle of that. It's like the spongy.
Dr. Marcus.
Whatever. That has squished out sideways.
Ouch. Right, okay.
And they cut it off.
How did you do that?
Squished out. How did, what, with a knife?
Did Was there anything that's kind of...
Well, it's probably done? Because years of...
Standing on your head?
No.
Body popping?
Yeah, was it those head spins?
My breakdancing years have ruined me. No, it's like years of working in like nursing homes when they didn't have all this moving and handling equipment and having to haul...
Lift them up.
25 stone men and women around with my bare hands.
Bear.
Probably didn't help, and the fact I'm overweight as well.
So all those wedges you used to give at school.
Mm. Yeah, probably. So that's probably what's done it. It's them two things.
And wear and tear.
Yeah. So
mostly tear.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds like it. So that's why, like, my sciatic is not going away, and that's why I'm like in constant pain. So when I've not been at work, I've been taking loads of painkillers and then just generally sleeping a lot.
He's addicted, aren't you?
Mm. Yeah, probably.
Sweet. What about you? What have you done this week, Timothy?
I had a busy week this week.
Have you?
Trying to sort my phone out. It's been a nightmare.
Has it? How?
So, insurance, I take back the insurance?
Yes, you did.
So, I've passed the insurance. So, as you suggested, go to LG.
Go to LG, exactly.
But first, EE.
We tweeted them yesterday.
Yeah.
We could have mentioned you.
Oh, damn, we did as well.
They tweeted us back as well.
Did they?
Yeah.
Yeah, they did.
Oh, we were in there then.
They were just going through favourite movie lines.
Yeah.
And they said their favourite movie line was To Infinity and Beyond.
Really?
I was like,
it's a safe one, isn't it?
No. So I said, you're going to need a bigger boat. It's definitely a better line,
is it,
right?
You're going to need a bigger boat.
And we're going to
need a bigger boat.
I think it's we're.
You said you're. So you got it wrong anyway.
And then I said, what about make like a tree and get out of here? It's like a wrong joke, isn't it? And then they retweeted the reply, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
Oh, that's good.
The second line to the joke.
Yeah, they did.
Well, so go on then. So what did you do, though? Did you ring them?
I couldn't ring them because
did you live chat? That's a legendary.
I went to live chat and it was connecting. So I thought I'm not going to be any live
you
chat.
You and technology
today.
Is just so a mix.
I went onto their support pages in the forums to find out how to get hold of them. You can't email them.
You can't email who?
EE. They don't have email.
What are you doing?
Do they exist?
What are you doing?
Oh God, Mark! Why do you let the dog? Like get rounds on you.
You have to Facebook them.
Right. Okay.
So I Facebooked EE.
Wait a minute. You Facebook them.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what you've got to do to sort of email is through
that's
Facebook.
That's ridiculous.
So they got back to me anyway about a few hours later, which is pretty good.
Oh, okay.
And said to me, what you have to do is take it to an EE shop.
Right.
They'll assess it.
I don't even know where there is an EE shop.
Well, went onto the EE page, Store Finder.
Yeah.
Don't work. So so I went onto Google, typed in EE stores. List comes up. So there's one in Leeds. So Abs decides to take the phone in for me.
Hang on a minute. Get that fucking dog off of you before I kick it in the arse. It obviously likes your tinge.
You must be tasty.
You must taste the meat. Put your microphone back. You do know he eats his own shit, don't you?
And so do I.
Regularly.
So
yeah.
Do I.
Yeah.
God. Goodbye, dude. Yeah, where were I? Yeah, so
you've...
Abs takes it in to get assessed at the Leeds, one of the main stores in Leeds.
Get it assessed? Abs it's fucking broken!
Yeah, Abs is your good lady.
Abs is my good lady, yeah.
So hi, she Abs!
Very kindly offered to take the phone in for me. I thought, brilliant.
Yeah.
So she takes it in, they turn it on, and it starts doing all the crazy stuff because the screen's damaged. Mm. And she goes, yeah, it's definitely a fault. Definitely a fault.
No shit, Sherlock. Yeah.
But the contract holder has to bring it in and sign for it.
Oh, God's sake.
Right.
Seriously.
So, today, this was yesterday,
yeah.
I take it to EE in Shipley, which is just down the road.
Dun, 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 dun.
I walk in, tell the lady on the front
dun, dun, dun,
the problem. Dun. The manager comes over and goes, oh, that's a Nexus 5, isn't it? And I went, yeah, yeah. And he goes, oh, no.
He's from Zimbabwe.
We don't. He was, actually. And he said, we don't touch the Nexus 5. I said, yeah, but... The EE guys online told me to come in and bring the phone up.
Via Facebook.
Yeah. And the and the guys in Leeds have told me to come in.
They just liked my post.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he says, nah. They should have told you that. So he says, you'll have to either talk to Google or LG or the guys you bought it from. So that's where I'm at now with the phone.
So what have Google said then?
Well, Google supposedly don't look
I would have
at
stood
in
the shop and started ringing Google.
Well, that's the thing at the minute. I mean, I've already looked on Google's help page and they said to take it to...
They've got him over a barrel, though, haven't they?
Yeah, that's a problem.
He can't be ringing Google because his fucking phone don't work.
Yeah. I'm going to email Google, LG and guys who I bought it from. Actually, I can't remember who that is at the minute.
Just literally every time you get a reply, send it to the rest of them.
Yeah, yeah.
So that they're all in on it. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
That's what I'd do.
Useless.
Play them off against each other.
And I went to the opticians today as well.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, for contact lenses assessment.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
Can you get some?
Yeah, yeah. I had a trial today for 30 minutes.
You're going to get some cool ones like zombies?
Yeah.
That's definitely what you've got to wear.
Like
right?
The guy in Last Action Hero.
I don't remember that.
And he's got like a...
The albino killer.
Yeah. I've never seen Last Action Hero. Yeah.
Really?
No.
Do you know what? There's a guy in a like a big fisherman's thing, isn't there?
Yeah.
That's all I remember about it, really.
It's Charles Dance. He's the assassin.
He sees big guns in it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's wicked.
Charles Dance, he's in Game of Thrones.
Charles Dance.
Yeah, he's in it. He's the bad guy now.
He was in Alien 3. He was in Alien 3.
He was a doctor in Alien 3, wasn't
he? He was, yeah.
He was. He got shot on the toilet.
Yeah, he did. By his son. By his dwarf son.
Baratheon.
Not in Alien 3.
You put one through me.
I can't remember him being on the toilet in Alien 3.
Hang on, let me finish.
I know he bedded a bald Sigourney.
Yeah.
G.I. Sigourney.
Dirty lad. Dirty.
G.I. Ripley.
I love you too.
I love it when you've got no hair, Ripley. Been a busy week this week.
Yeah, it sounds all right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no, it's not been that busy, has it?
That was today, really.
That's all happened in one day.
Yeah, but it's been a busy week.
You've just been sat on your dick for the rest of the week.
No, I've been writing my PhD proposal all week.
All right.
Cool.
Just been tough.
Trying to upload our podcast to YouTube. Yeah.
8 hours it took to convert, never mind upload.
8 hours?
Yeah.
I emailed you saying, oh, you could have scrolled a lot of pictures. You know? That really touched the nerve, right?
Well, yeah, can you set up a slideshow as the video?
You could. Well, I can drop in frames for the video. Yeah, yeah, that should be all right.
It just takes next time, please.
Yeah, it just takes 8 hours because it's the length of it. It takes 8 hours to render.
That's ridiculous.
I know it is.
Convert
it?
From
that is ridiculous.
You'd have to sit there watching it though.
Do the bulbs dim in your house when you start to do it?
Yeah, yeah, pretty much.
So yeah, we're on the YouTubes.
Yeah, we're on the tube.
We're on YouTube
number
now,
one
boys.
And number nine. Bizarrely yes. enough.
Yeah.
Well, I started at one.
And that's your fault, Rob. Don't look confused. You told him to start at the
latest
one.
I started
eight. Well, he put one on and I went, well, wouldn't it be better if you put like
I'll go back
the latest one on?
No.
So I don't
it'd be
know.
Better putting the first
do you
one
think
on.
So?
Then two, then three.
Okay,
yeah,
we'll do two and three.
By the end of next week, I should have them all done.
Yeah.
By Christmas.
By Christmas.
With computer and
well, yeah, there's new ones coming out, you see.
Yeah.
It's going to be a bit of a bubble time.
Yeah, do you want to, you know, hurry it up a bit?
Nah.
I'll try.
Tim versus Rob.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, Quizmaster.
Welcome to Tim versus Rob.
Hey, hey, Quizmaster.
Hello, Quizmaster.
I'm really not sure about this week.
Oh, God, why?
What's the category this week, Quizmaster?
The theme? There's another subject matter.
You're not going to like this.
Oh, God. Oh, what God. Is it?
It's not garden, is it?
Universities.
It's a movie quiz.
Oh, yay. Okay. Is it romantic comedy?
I want movie quiz.
There's no genre.
Oh.
Oh. A mixed bag.
They're all...
Gentle.
They're all quotes.
Oh, no.
I knew you'd be pleased. I'm not sure how it's going to go.
Nil-nil, I think.
Just don't... Just
can
don't
you draw this week.
Can you imagine?
What's a tiebreaker?
Have you
question?
Got a tiebreaker?
No. There's definitely one question each that you'll get. And if you don't,
only one.
I don't know how it's going to go. If it's shit, we'll just won't put it in podcast.
No, we can't do that,
can it?
So, Timothy,
yes,
as reigning champion,
yes,
making master. It 3-2 last week. Would you like to go first or second? Look at Rob's face. He don't like this, do you?
No, I do.
He gets right excited.
No,
look
you know
at
what?
Him.
I do. I love it.
He loves the quiz.
It's great. I love the quiz. You can fuck off not putting it in.
I'll go Balls. Second. I think. Quizmaster.
Oh, he's going second this week.
Robert.
Yes.
Question one.
I'm looking forward to it, Mark.
I may not be a smart man, but I know what love is. Is a quote from which film?
Repeat.
I fucking love doing these.
Repeat,
questions.
Please.
I may not be a smart man, but I know what love is. I love doing these.
Why
quiz.
Would you do this to
do
me?
You know, I just love it. I sat down today and I thought, right, drop the car off, it's MOT. I thought, right, I'm going to do a quiz now. What can I do it on? Ping!
Oh, man. You should have pinged the other way.
Ping off.
But I know what love is. It's not like a song. It's not like you can try and sing it in a few different guises. And oh, my God, I have no idea. If you stuck to like a genre
no,
of film.
No, there's no genre of film. They're all famous films. They're all really, really, really famous films. There's not one film on here that's not like...
There'll be people listening to this, though, going, oh, my God, I can't believe he's not... Straight away knocking this out.
There's not one film on here that you won't have heard of.
What's the first line? I may not be a...
I may not be a smart man.
Smart man.
But I know what love is.
Is it Rain Man?
No.
Ah, fuck you.
Independence Day.
No.
Yes! Independence Day.
Forrest Gump.
I was going to go for that.
Is that just before he's creamed his... No, I wasn't.
Tim, question one.
Yes, Christmas.
Ready?
You ready?
Nervous?
No, not really. That's...
Yes. First time? No. I've been nervous many times.
Oh, no, this.
That's Forrest Gump as well. Have you just watched Forrest Gump?
Yeah, all the quotes are from Forrest Gump.
It's a trick, Timothy. It's a trick.
Oh. I know it.
Would you like me to repeat it?
Yes, please, Quizmaster.
You need this kind of second person to do this because it's kind of a conversation, but still. Oh, no. Nervous? Yes. First time? No. I've been nervous many times before. Mm. Rob shaking his head.
I've no idea.
One of my favourite films.
I know you can't pass it over, but fucking hell.
I kind of know it.
It's one of my favourite films ever.
Shaun of the Dead?
Don't give it away, though. Is it Pulp Fiction?
No. Airplane.
Oh.
God.
Love that film.
This is going to be nil-nil.
Yeah, it is
going to
be nil-nil.
I'm going to have to, like, Google.
Yeah.
Just a tiebreaker question. Go on, then.
Number two, Rob.
Yes.
Have you ever met anyone you didn't kill? Well, I haven't killed you yet.
The tension in the air.
I just want to get one right.
I do. Please, man.
You'll definitely get number four right.
Oh, don't say shit like that.
Pressure.
Yeah.
I want to make them hard because I think the first few weeks were too easy, especially for you.
That sounds like a film that
I know.
Would
you like me to repeat it?
Yeah.
Yes, go on, just, yeah, go
Have
on.
You ever met anyone you didn't kill? Well, I haven't killed you yet. You will have definitely seen it, and you'll have definitely seen it more than once.
Oh, man. That means I probably own the damn thing as well.
Maybe. I don't own it. They are good. It is a good film.
That's Freudian slip there.
Nearly.
Yeah, a little bit. It's part of a trilogy.
It is a trilogy. Maybe more. Trilogy.
Have you ever met someone you didn't kill? Oh, God.
Right. Gonna have to push you now.
Yeah, sorry. Right, I'm gonna go The Matrix.
No.
Expendables.
No. Lethal Weapon.
Oh, really? I don't think I'd have got
the
that.
First one.
Kids rigs.
Horror de rigs.
Careful now.
Sorry.
Careful.
Sorry.
Careful.
Tim.
Yes, Quizmaster.
You'll know who says it. Yeah. What's the film? Go ahead. Make my day. Oh.
It's been said a few times.
Well, yeah, it's
you probably know who said it.
Yeah.
But I didn't know what the film was called.
Didn't you?
No. Do you?
Dirty Harry?
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
No.
Is it not?
No.
I would have gone Dirty Harry straight away.
It's him. It's his character.
Is it?
Is it Good, Bad and the Ugly?
Sudden Impact.
Is it?
Oh, yeah, that's what the film's called. Sorry.
So it's Dirty Harry in Sudden Impact. Yeah. Right, okay.
Sorry, Tim.
No.
Number three.
Sorry.
Oh my God, this is long.
Clear his throat like a thesp.
I want to see a play. Sorry. Right, Rob. The night of the fight, you might feel a slight sting. That's pride fucking with you. Fuck pride. Pride only hurts. It never helps.
Oh, man, it's got to be a Rocky. Or has it? Was there much swearing in Rockies?
No.
There won't bother. He's more of a bit of a family.
He's more of a family man.
Yo, Adrian.
I don't know what that was.
Come over to play in my house, Sly. Yo, Sly.
Oh, man, then. All right. Raging Bull.
No. Ooh,
no.
Yes.
Fighter.
No. Pulp Fiction.
Oh, God.
Really?
Marcellus Wallace to Bruce Willis.
Right.
And they sat in the bar. To each other.
I've only ever seen it once.
What? Yeah. Brilliant film. Have you seen it?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Tim!
Yes.
How do you shoot the devil in the back? What if you miss?
Is it Tenacious D, The Pick of Destiny?
Yeah, that's it. Well done.
This is the pick. Couldn't I have you repeat that, please?
How do you shoot the devil in the back? What if you miss?
Halloween?
No.
No idea.
No, I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know.
Usual Suspects.
Right.
I'd have got that. My favourite films.
Only seen it once.
Robert.
Yes.
This number four.
Yeah.
He said I'd get this as well. Perfect.
How can I possibly be expected to handle school on a day like this?
No, it's Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Hey!
Yeah!
Unfortunately, Tim gets a really easy one in number four as well.
Yeah, it's only if I know it.
Ding, 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 ding. Roads. Where we're going. We don't need roads.
But what's the film?
Get stuff.
Shut up. Look, he's going to milk it now.
I'd say Back to the Future 2, but...
Oh,
course. Is that the right answer? Or do you want to? It's in one and two.
Well, yeah, you got that. You could have had either.
Yeah, that's what I was a bit confused about. No, you could have either.
Go on then. And finally, number five.
I'll have what she's having.
Oh. When Harry Met Sally.
I knew that as well.
Oh.
What another
film? I love that film. God. I know most of the words of that film.
You might have to edit this together now if I've got to do a tie break.
Right.
As far back as I can remember, I always wanted to be a gangster.
Oh, that could be loads.
Goodfellas?
Yes!
Whoa! Well done, buddy. I'd have got that wrong. Definitely I'd have got that wrong.
I really ought to, innit?
Great film.
I'd have got that love wrong, it. I reckon.
That was a total yes.
To all.
Tiebreaker.
Oh, man.
I have to find a tiebreaker.
Straight onto IMDb.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you got it with Harry Met Sally there.
I didn't know if you'd get that. I've never seen it, so.
It's a good film.
It's shit. I presume.
Wait, you've never seen
it? I think
it?
I've seen like half of it.
Oh my God, the script is just fantastic.
Yeah, it's very good. It's a true story, isn't it?
No, it's not. Why would it be?
Ain't Goodfellas? I'm sure Goodfellas is it's based on a...
No, he went meant when Harry Met Sally.
Oh.
Now...
It is true. It's a
we'll
true
obviously
story.
Do like... How many minutes long is the total running time of the 1972 film The Godfather?
I thought it was going to say Dances with Wolves.
Not very far off.
Would that be the Criterion Edition, Marcus? I'm going to go with 183 minutes.
I'm going to go 182.
That's
I think it's longer, though.
I don't know.
I wouldn't know.
So you went 183?
I did, yeah.
And you went 182? Mm. It's 3-all. It's 178 minutes long.
Oh.
It's 3-all. Well done, Tim.
Do you know how close were we?
Yeah, I know.
How close
that's
were we?
That's pretty good.
I got 3 hours.
It must be it's close to three hours.
It is, definitely.
God, Tim equalises from
well
3-0
done.
Down.
Well done. You're like the Anderlecht of the quiz.
You didn't like that one, did you?
No, I've been...
A bit hard, that one. That
one. It's
hard.
Like Wenger's my manager.
That a bit hard. A bit too hard, that one.
Yeah, it went from kind of hard to easy. Yeah. And then the last question was like right on the money because I knew it.
Yeah.
But would you? You said you'd have got that.
I'd have got
most of those. Got good most films. Of those I'd have got.
No.
Because they're like my favourite films.
Yeah, like Pulp Fiction. Yeah.
Airplane, Pulp Fiction,
Usual
Suspects.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're like I'd my probably favourite
got,
films.
I'd have got other quotes from Airplane, like the famous ones.
I didn't want to.
Or the jive talking
ones. See, when you look them up online, it's like, no, these are too easy. Mm. I'm not putting in, you know, you're Adrian. Because it's too easy.
Yeah, no, they are. Yeah.
Hasta la vista, baby. Mm. Wonder what that's from.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, they've got to be tougher. I'm going to challenge you, right? 3-0.
Yeah, that's what it's about.
Very good.
Hello there, pets, and welcome to this week's how-to with me, Sarah Milliken. Now, this week, I'll be taking you on a step-by-step guide on how to survive a dog attack. Now, I got this information from secretsofsurvival.com, so if you want to survive a nuclear attack or a natural disaster or something, then that's the place to go. Now if you're American, you'll probably carry a gun. The Chinese will probably carry a massive knife or no kung fu or something, so they've already got the upper hand on you and me. But what if you're not one of these things? Well, first, you need to avoid confrontation at all costs. Never stare into a dangerous dog's eyes. It's threatening to a canine, and stay calm or the dog might think you want to fight. Now don't make any sudden movements and always keep your hands by your sides to show that you're not a threat. If the dog does attack, and if like me you always smell of food, then this might just happen, then try and make it go for your arm first. That way you've got one arm left and two legs to defend yourself with. Now the experts say always go for the beast's eyes first. Try and pop one of those eyeballs out of the socket, or you could go for the back legs, try and drag it away from yous. If you do have both hands free and maybe it's got one of your legs, then it's recommended to clap both hands around its neck, try and cut off the blood flow to the brain. Now hopefully by now the dog will have either passed out or just given in, but there is one last resort, and it really is a last resort, kids. But should all else fail, take your finger, the bigger the better, and insert it hard and fast up the anus of the animal. It's a 100% win method. Just please remember to wash your hands afterwards. Well, thanks for joining us this week, pets. And don't forget to join us next week when I'll be showing you how to convert a diesel engine to run on human piss. Thanks again, and bye-bye.
Lubop.
Listen up.
Listen up.
And bring on
the antibiotics.
It's time.
It's time for...
Wait. What's the name of that show again?
Riot.
No. Say special.
No, but you know, I was
say
just
short
like...
bus. Say short bus.
It's like when you see a kitten so cute, you're like, I have to kill it.
Yeah.
Don't miss Hard to Swallow with Jay Bidwell. Available exclusively at
jbidwell.com.
jbidwell.com.
Which is like, no.
Oh, it's the Three Cuckoos Podcast.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Now it's time for the Three Cuckoos Podcast. Shoutings.
Hello.
Shoutings is?
Yeah, so, yeah. People to retweet.
Hello out there.
Favourite for a shout out. Right. Favourited by Clint Thiel at Vengeful Jedi.
Sup.
Not heard from him for a bit.
No, we haven't actually.
He's been busy.
Has he? Polishing his lightsaber.
You two all right?
Yeah. Sorry, Clint.
Greg has favourited it.
Greg?
Just Greg.
At Steve Meister.
Steve Meister. He's been awesome since 95.
Pink, blue.
That's quite a long time to be awesome.
And you?
Is that his two favourite bands, Pink Hot. And Blue?
Maybe. I don't think Pink's a band. Testosterone Podcast. Yeah. Half men, half moan. Hello.
Where are you reading this?
It's in the favourites list.
Is it?
Sorry.
Francisca.
Ouchie.
Now, Rob, Francisca wanted a particularly moist shout out from you. Can you give her one?
How the hell do you do a moist shout out?
It's got to be a bit. It's got to be a bit.
That was gross.
It's got to be a bit sexy, I think.
Hey. Hey, Francisca. Hang on, I've got a cold.
I'm from Yorkshire. I don't
know
sexy.
It's very moist. He's dribbling on the microphone.
I don't know sexy. I'm from Yorkshire. Hey, Francisca. How about this? How about this for moist? It's just chef.
Thanks.
Hey, dear little children.
That's as moist as it's going to get, I'm afraid.
Yeah. Love. She's put, make sure your shout-out's positively dripping.
That's
or did you write
said.
That? Like, yeah, that's got you written all over it.
D-A-P-F pod.
Yeah. Wow.
Anna Lays at Y-Tech Girl.
Favourited
it.
Amish Baby Machine have said, yo, have a great show tonight, my friends.
Oh, thanks very much.
Yeah.
Very kind of you.
Grazie.
Jim, last son Bennett, father of two, Superman Uber Geek. I think we've mentioned him before. Yeah. One half of the Stack podcast. Hello!
He looks like he should have a Baratheon as a surname.
Yeah, he should.
Yeah.
Bastard.
Bearded Ones podcast.
Bearded.
Sub cuckoos. Have a good one.
DAPF pod, Neil C. I guess he's the other half.
Oh, do you think
of the Dark Angels and Pretty Freaks podcast. Dog lover.
All right.
Hello.
Off. That could be misconstrued.
Hello. No, it couldn't.
Like that. There's a guy who's favourited it as well called Hoke.
Right.
And it's just at Hokeem. And he's put, hello.
Hello, Hoke.
He's put, I don't do podcasting. I'm pretty sure every time I record myself, audio only. I hear spirits on playback. That and hippies.
That sounds pretty cool.
Right.
The B3 podcast.
B3.
BB and B podcast.
B-b-b-b.
They retweeted it. Thanks.
Cheers, BBBB.
Yeah, thanks.
Blue Bonnets, Bagpipes and Books.
Ah,
not
yes.
Blue Bottles.
Not Blue Bottles.
And then someone called C.
As in S-E-A or
no,
just
as
the letter
in C.
C.
Full stop.
Cool.
At I love you so much, B.
Nice.
Sorry?
Yeah. Yeah.
Shall we give a shout out to the Angry Ginger?
Yeah.
Who favourited us as well.
If you wish.
They are podcast host. Oh, it's at 7 Days a Geek. And is obsessed with social media. I suppose everybody is these days.
Yes.
Yes.
The Nerdy Vixen again.
Nerdy Vixen.
She says you need to see a doctor about your moistness.
I don't, I don't know where this came from, really.
It came from me.
It did come from you.
Your moistness.
The Bearded Ones podcast, you'll be pleased to know, got their 500th follower.
Oh, excellent.
Now.
High five.
Well done, lads.
Bearded Ones.
Can use that.
Yeah. They can use that. That's free.
If you write to us, or tweet us, or email us,
Rob
will record a special of that, and you can keep it
yeah.
for your very own.
I'll do it on the toilet as well.
How would they write to us?
How would they write to us?
Like pen and paper stamp.
What's your address?
Yeah.
My address is.
You've got a P.O. box as well.
P.O. box.
Dare you give out your address?
No.
Dare you give it out, sir?
There's already people outside.
Don't. on grass. So
they're only trying to get a look at your bum.
See.
Oh, yeah, look at this.
Oh, so, yeah, we got a shout-out last week from the Bald and Belligerent podcast, Rob.
Guys. All right, yeah.
And they accused us, English people, of doing nothing all the time but drink tea and eat crumpets.
Oh, crumpets.
Tea and crumpets.
Do you know what, guys?
It's tea and cookies tonight.
In York, in some parts of the country, they're called pikelets.
No, they're not. They're a completely different thing.
Oh, I'm sorry. What are pikelets?
Pikelet. It's like a thinner version of a crumpet.
A pikelet.
They're not the same. And we don't sit around eating crumpets and drinking fucking tea.
I quite like
you
a crumpet,
racist
though.
Bastards.
I like a crumpet. Racist.
It is racist. No, it's completely stereotyping.
He sits here drinking his tea.
That's like saying
eating his crumpets.
That all Americans go around
eating Twinkies and...
Oh, they're all fat and they all shoot each other.
They'll shop at Walmart in their pyjamas.
Probably true, actually. And anyway, you were challenged.
Me?
Well, we were. Oh, I'm not going to do it because you're like the man of many voices. And they wanted to hear our best American accent. Because their English America. Accent was garbage. Absolute garbage.
There's loads of different American accents, though. Yeah. So which one in particular?
Who cares?
Because they can do that kind of shit. You could do the South, innit?
Yeah.
Yeehaw! The Bold and Belligerent Podcast! That's free as well.
Is that where they eat their own young down there?
Yeah. And then Tim can do a... Yeehaw! No, Tim can do a New York one, can't you?
Not really.
You can give
it's
it
only
look.
Like the odd word,
I
isn't
I could say
it?
Like one word, yeah.
Go on then.
Twinkie.
Quaffy. New York.
Motherfucker. Can you say that?
Yeah, everybody can say that. It's kind of built into people, is that, isn't it?
Yeah.
But of course, their language comes from us anyway. It's just a bastardised version of it. So.
Yeah.
A big shout out to Mike from the Bold and Belligerent podcast. What an epic, epic version of the karaoke song he did.
Are you and Mark having a long distance relationship?
No, I was really impressed. He wouldn't wear the shock collar.
Oh, wouldn't he?
No.
Oh,
but he really belted out the song. I was well impressed.
Turn around, bright eyes. Well, did he do that bit as well? Did he do that bit?
I don't... Yeah, he did the whole song.
Did he?
Yeah. It was impressive.
Yeah, it is impressive.
Really impressive. So yeah. Give it a listen, boys, because it was really... I was sat in the doctor's surgery waiting for my appointment and I was literally pissing myself.
I can see him stood there at a mic with just a single lit candle in front of him. In a darkened room.
If it were them, though, they'd probably shove it up his ass and light it and make him sing it there.
Pour hot wax on his chest while he's singing. While he's dressed as Cher from the If I Could Turn Back Time video.
Is that the one where
straddling a cannon?
Yeah, the cannon. Yeah. Yeah.
So he's naked, straddling a cannon with a lit candle stuck up his ass, singing Total
candle.
Eclipse of the Heart.
That's next week's show on us, boys.
Oh, genius. So well done, Mike. I was well impressed. I think you deserve to get your own back on them in somehow. Right, that's it. Cheers. Oh, by the way.
Toodles.
Just before we stop, just this week we've hit 1,000 followers.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which is just...
That's awesome.
It's amazing.
It is brilliant.
It really is.
Thanks, guys.
When we started, like, what is it like? Not even 3 months ago.
Now these...
We had like...
Now these shout-outs are moist.
We had like 12 followers, didn't we?
12 tea.
And it's just grown and it's amazing.
Yeah. Since we've been advertising tea and crumpets.
Yeah. So like everybody in the podcast community, you're all
awesome.
All the support and all the feedback we've got, just thanks. And here's Woo-hoo. To and the next 1,000.
Go and have a cup of tea on me, eh?
Yeah, go buy yourself something nice. We're not paying for it.
Yeah. Stay tuned for Pirate Premier League predictions. Yeah.
Got some news.
Some news. I've got some news.
Is your internet going to work? The UK's first, and possibly a world first. I might be wrong. UK's first cereal cafe to open.
What, like Frosties and cornflakes and
exactly.
Cocoa Pops?
Yeah, it's called the Cereal Killer Cafe.
I'd go there.
And it's set to open in Brick Lane, London, on the 10th of December.
Oh, yeah.
By twins, Belfast lads, Alan and Gary Keary. They're going to open for breakfast, lunch and dinner, so you can have breakfast all day long.
I like that.
Yeah, they're going to have 120 different types of cereal.
Wow.
Right, yeah, it's cool that. 20 different toppings that you can have on your cereal.
Wow.
And 12 varieties of milk. 12 varieties of milk.
We've got skim, semi-skim, soya, full milk, half-fat.
Almond milk.
Almond milk, goat milk, sheep
almond
milk, cow milk.
Breast milk.
Ferret milk.
Yeah. goat's milk, dog's milk. They've basically said that they love breakfast that sounds much. Like
they're going to do Pop-Tarts?
Of course they're going to do Pop-Tarts.
Really?
Yeah. Of course they're going to. I bet you can have Pop-Tarts on your
That's impressive.
Sure.
So, Pop-Tarts. Yeah, they're going to... It's an environment bursting with cereal memorabilia from the 80s and 90s as well. They will also provide vintage TVs dotted around the interior running old cartoons on the loop.
Oh, that sounds wicked.
The idea of the cafe came to the 32-year-old Belfast boys when they were out craving cereal for lunch one afternoon and couldn't find a restaurant that would give them any breakfast.
Motherfuckers.
So, yeah. So, that's when really the light bulb moment hit, apparently.
Bing!
We researched what cereals were available in the UK and which ones would be easy to source, and we took it from there. Cereals are sourced from America, South Africa, France, Australia, South Korea.
South Africa.
The UK, obviously. And yeah, let's have a look.
They'll have Lucky Charms.
Normal milk, yeah, lactose-free milk, oat milk, hazelnut milk, almond milk.
A lot of nut milk.
Breast milk.
Toppings include Reese's Pieces.
Nut milk.
M&M's, frozen marshmallows, as well as fruits, seeds and nuts.
Love it.
No nuts! No nuts!
And they both look like the lead singer of Biffy Clyro.
Really?
If you're wondering, yeah. The cafe will also serve coffee for those who want a stronger hit with their milky breakfast treat.
Lovely.
Who writes this guff? As well as banana puffs. Strawberry yogurt Cheerios,
ooh,
Toffee Crisp cereal and Reese's Puffs.
Toffee Crisp
will also be a cereal cocktails on offer.
Toffee Crisp cereal sounds good.
There are 5 different peanut butter cereals.
Really?
I don't know what... You'd be sport for choice, wouldn't you? It shows you pictures as well of certain cereals that no one's ever seen before.
Peanut butter cereals.
We're going to have to go there, aren't we?
Oh, definitely.
We'll have to go to London. And
maybe we should do a show from there one day.
Cereal cafe.
We could have our breakfast in London and do a show while we're there.
I feel like we're missing out on these certain cereals.
You see, the thing is, we don't get to sample out living up here in the Old North.
What do you mean?
We don't get to sample breakfast
cereal. I mean, we don't get anything cool like that up here. You don't really tend to see cool, like, quirky little shops. I don't think you do up here.
You
wouldn't do, would you?
You just need to know where to look.
It's too cold, isn't it? Up north.
No one wants to do it up north.
Can't be asked.
It's grim up north.
Do with your farming.
I think you just need to know where to look. Yeah. Cool. I'm happy about that. I think that's quite a nice little story.
Well, if it does well, you might send one up here.
Yeah. Breakfast cafes.
I like it.
Yeah, get
that's a good
get
idea.
Chain
good
going.
Story.
Get a chain to go.
Good story.
Good story.
You've got one, haven't you?
Joe Lentini went to dinner at the Bobby Flay Steakhouse.
Who did?
Joe Lentini.
Who's he?
No idea.
Okay.
Not knowing much about wine.
I hope he enjoyed it.
Learning a harsh lesson. Lentini's companions were taking a business dinner at the Atlantic City Hotel. I asked the waitress if she could recommend something decent because I don't have experience with wine. She pointed to a bottle on the menu. A 2011 Screaming Eagle. I didn't have my glasses. I asked how much. She said, $37.50. In the words of Lentini, he thought he meant $37.50.
I would have done as well.
The table approved, and the wine was ordered. When the bill came, the host, who had agreed to cover the dinner, was shocked to find it totaled over $4,000.
Jesus.
So
at the top of the list ordered was the Screaming Eagle, but with the staggeringly high price of $3,750.
God darn it.
In the words of the other dining companion, we all had a bloody heart attack. The party complained that the waitress had been misleading them when she informed him and the other guests of the price of the wine.
Just a bit, yeah.
And did she? She said it was $37.50. The restaurant offered to drop the price of the wine to $2,200.
It's quite a big drop.
Which they accepted.
Wow, they must have been pretty minted then to accept that.
Can you imagine going for your dinner somewhere? Because there's a picture of like the receipt.
I'd have offered to wash up, I think.
Yeah.
There's a picture of the receipt and it's like...
There's always a picture of the receipt, isn't there? Yeah. All these things.
Yeah, like two colas. Two Coca-Cola is like $6.
Yeah.
Two Diet Cokes, $6. And then it's like...
What do they have to eat? It was $1,000.
Why would you want a bottle of wine?
Two New York Strip. I presume that's...
How much were they?
That's steak, $90.
Fucking hell.
Oh, that's $45 a steak. That's a fortune.
That is a lot of money.
Fucking hell. How are you guys so fat?
So you know what establishment you're in, don't you?
Yeah.
You know. You must know.
Yeah.
I think you're right. I think... They're full of crap.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, at first when she said $37.50, yeah, you think, yeah, she's leading you down path.
A glass.
But when it's $90 for $45 per steak,
then
you know what establishment you're in.
Yeah, but still.
It's a lot.
When you say, I don't really know anything about wine, can you recommend something? Yeah, of course I can.
Yeah, but if you don't really know about wine, you're not going to know that it's... That it's that good,
that
it's worth that kind of money.
They need to be telling you that it's...
I think you should have popped out a little.
$3,750 a bottle.
Could have got a $5 bottle.
I thought all Americans had like Burger King anyway.
No idea.
McDonald's.
No, they don't, darling.
Don't they? So that's
all
that.
You can eat. Buffets.
Buffet. Great. That's awesome. An interesting story.
So they still alive then, yeah?
Didn't have, yeah, like, no one's died.
No one actually did have a heart attack.
Do you want me to give you another one that's completely different?
Yeah.
Not food related. This is from the Daily Record, the Scottish Daily Record, from the 22nd of October.
Right.
The headline on the website is... Now, I saw one the other day, right? And apparently the Sunday Sport do a spoof one every week.
Right.
In the Sunday Sport, like soft porn?
Kind of, just like a lot of women with the tits out. But on the Twitter thing, they do like a spoof one every week. And this week's was like, I was proud to fit 27 loom bands on my penis until my bell end burst.
Oh. Ouch. Helmet popper.
Which was quite funny.
Yeah.
But anyway, I don't think this is a spoof one. Shocked family spot man in blonde wig wearing cream dress being spanked by another man in bondage gear.
I read about this.
The couple, who were walking their daughter, spotted a man in a wig and a cream dress tied to a farm gate being whipped by another man wearing a spiked studded collar. A couple enjoying a walk in the country with their 2-year-old daughter were horrified when they stumbled across two men having a kinky spanking session. Alan Pagan and Natalie Fairhurst took their little girl out on her pony when they spotted a man in a wig
pony
and a cream dress tied to a farm gate being whipped by another man wearing a spiked collar, chains and a leather harness.
Was it a Hellraiser?
The shocked Coleman, 39, said, Natalie started shouting at them because the one strapped to the gate had his pants down and was getting spanked. We thought it was a woman until the person turned round and you could see his big Adam's apple. He was wearing a blonde wig. Other one was wearing full bondage gear and a harness.
Could be pre-op.
I've heard about things like this before, but I never thought I'd see it with my own eyes. By the side of a B road, 50 yards away from my house. The parents disrupted the bondage session. On Saturday afternoon.
With a gun.
Natalie said, it was broad daylight and my kids and other walkers and horse riders go down there regular. It seemed like they wanted to be caught, but I don't think they expected it to be us, because to say we were raging is an understatement. Alan told our sister paper, the Dumfries and Galloway Standard. The one doing the whipping unstrapped the other one from the gate and they fled to a car.
Fled.
They wheel-spinned away. I don't think that's right. I think it should be wheel-span.
I don't know.
Away, and we walked on for about half a mile in total shock. We didn't say a word because we were tripping over our bottom lips. Disgusted, Natalie took a note of the registration number of the car in which the two men fled. Thought to be in their late 50s or early 60s.
Even better. Old enough to know better.
Can you imagine? A police spokesman confirmed yesterday that they were investigating a report of two men acting in an inappropriate manner.
That's inappropriate.
And then at the end it says, do you know the man in the dress and blonde wig or his bondage pal? Call us or email.
Have they got a photo?
They haven't, unfortunately.
You're joking. Everybody
underneath
carries
phones.
There's
a picture of Oscar Pistorius.
All right, okay. Related. Great.
Not related. I just thought that was hilarious.
How's his appeal thing going?
It's not, I don't think.
That's nice. Related articles. Bride who had sex with dwarf stripper on Hindu confesses after giving birth.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that one.
Beautiful.
I'm not reading that one out.
No, it's a bit of a...
Because that's awful.
Jeremy Kyle, innit? Do you want another
Cannibal
story?
Killer found chewing woman's face in hotel room before he was tasered by police.
Tase this.
Beautiful.
This really happens. It's under the subheading cannibals.
Cannibals, yeah. Because it needs a subheading.
Cannibals.
There was an A story in the paper. And this is going to be... This is like a bit of an advert, actually, for the Discovery Channel. Isn't it? There's a guy called...
No.
Paul Rosalie. Or Rosalie, possibly. He will don a snake-proof suit, right? And he will be swallowed by the world's biggest snake for the Discovery Channel. So it's basically saying that he is, they're going to catch an anaconda, or they have, obviously they've filmed this already, but they're not giving away how it goes. So Rosalie, who's 26, who's described himself as Indiana Jones with a green twist, will wear a specially designed snake-proof suit, although seeing as the show called Eaten Alive demands he be consumed by the snake.
Isn't the whole process of going through a snake, don't the snake's muscles sort of crush you as you go through? Yeah. So the suit must be pretty Iron Man style-y.
It's a bit, I think it looks a bit like a wetsuit.
Ah, oh, really? Must be like reinforced.
Yeah, it must be, yeah. So, hang on a second, where does it say?
Why would you, I don't understand how you think about,
it says in the trailer, it airs on Sunday the 7th of December in the US.
Right.
Only in America.
And his team tracked down the snake of unusual size. This thing's enormous. At least 7 people are seen carrying the snake in the trailer.
Yeah,
the largest snake species in the world. Before Rosalie changes into his suit, which includes breathing apparatus and a thick rope secured to his ankle.
Jesus Christ.
We're going to make me as appealing as possible. So the snake just says, well, I got this thing here. I may as well eat it, he says, before kneeling next to the anaconda. On paper, it's not clear why Rosalie, an ardent conservationist who earlier this year published a book about his ventures in the Amazon, would want to attempt the stunt, because obviously it says snakes have problems regurgitating their food, and he might have to be cut out of it.
Is he writing a book?
Probably, yeah.
That's just ridiculous. So to kill the snake.
It sounds like he's going to have to be killed, the snake.
And he's a conservationist. So I'll just publish it as a book, innit?
It will be.
Yeah.
You'll either have a TV programme or a book coming out.
Yeah. But that's what it is. It's on the Discovery Channel.
People being killed for telly. That's where it's heading. We're heading towards The Running Man, basically.
Yeah. It's time to start running.
Shit on whatever it is with Reggie Yates. Never seen it, but Release the Hounds.
Release
Channel
the Hounds.
5.
I think you'd quite like that.
I don't
like
Reggie Yates.
The Hounds bit, it's a bit crap.
Isn't it quite good, that?
What do they do?
It's really weird.
Do people run in the woods and they just
they got to find clues.
Dogs.
Right, to go out.
They sign up for a TV game show, but they don't actually know what game show it's going to be. So they turn up in this forest.
Yeah.
Reggie Yates is stood there.
Ah!
And they go right, it's called Release the Hounds. And they're like, oh my God, we've seen it. So what they do is they go to, there's 3 of them, they go to one stage.
Yeah.
And they have to do stuff. And there's like corpses hanging from trees and stuff.
What is there?
It's really. No, they're not real, obviously. Or there'll be like some scarecrow with some weird face and they've got to reach into its mouth. But you know it's going to start moving or something like that. Mm-hmm. And they play like children laughing through speakers hidden in the trees and stuff. And then when it gets dark, they take one of them away to do the run, the first run. So then there's only 2 of them. And then they have to do another thing. And there's people jumping out on them with like chainsaws and stuff.
Is it good?
Freaking them out in the middle of the woods in pitch black. It's usually in...
Is it good?
It's all right. It's just the dog run's a bit dull. You'd think that'd be the best bit because that's obviously, it's called Release the Hounds.
But put them in like
and then obviously
and stuff.
The second one goes for the run. They obviously, if they get away from the dogs, they win some money.
Hmm.
And then the last one has to face the end bit where they're like on their own in the middle of a wood with like some child's cot and a mirror. And there's like people running up behind them and stuff like that and they're just scared and then all lights will go out. And they're just screaming and screaming. And then Reggie Yates will come over and go, right, you've done your little task. Now let's get you to this hound run. And they're like, oh my God. And they've got, there's literally like 9 Alsatian dogs.
Are they in body armour?
Just chase them down. Not really. I think they put one, like 2 of those things on each arm.
It sounds a bit too staged.
And then they
to
just
me.
Leg it. They are scared to death.
Why would you be scared though? It's a game show.
I know, but it's just a bit weird. I think it's because they're kind of thrown into that situation. They don't actually know they're going on Release the Hounds.
I remember years ago on Channel, I think it was Channel 4. Well, it must be Channel 4 because there were only 4 channels then, I think. Maybe 5.
We watched too much TV.
There was a programme, and I'm sure it was called Hunted or The Hunter.
That
Hunted.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah, it does.
2 people would do it every week.
Yeah.
And they started in the TV studio.
Is it like Nightmare?
No. And they basically, there was a fella who hunted them. And they had to evade him.
Evade him
all week.
Or invade him.
Evade him all week.
Had to pin him down and invade him.
Invaders.
Yeah, and they had to like travel the country.
Was he like MacGyver?
And just, he filmed them, basically.
Richard Dean Anderson. Right.
When he saw him, if he saw him.
Was it like a voyeur?
He filmed them. No, say, you're right, you've been caught, you lose.
Yeah.
You lose so many points, you lose so many, whatever, pound or whatever. And then at the end of the week, they had to get to a phone box. And they rung the studio and they had to wait in this phone box. and for the still entire not episode. Yeah. And people would be ringing in trying to either tip him off where they were.
Right. So it was live.
Or yeah, or yeah. They'd like be trying to double bluff him.
That'd
or
be
they're
good.
In Bristol right. somewhere.
That'd be good now with Twitter.
When they're in
stuff.
Leeds.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just thought, it's a really good premise for a programme, is that?
It's
quite really
cool.
Clever. It's like, what was that? Annika Rice programme.
Treasure Hunt.
Yeah, just
challenge
good.
Challenge
remember a Treasure Hunt, that massive map on the thing?
Yeah.
They always used to find it. Very clever. But I thought it's a really good premise for a programme,
yeah,
is that?
It's quite
It'd
cool.
be better if you had a sniper rifle.
We just like paintballs in it.
No.
Or like proper.
But like high calibre.
Or
ammunition
like
in it.
Anesthetic darts.
Well, yeah, that'd be cool.
You're desperately trying.
So they get them in the knee.
Yeah.
So they get them in the knee and they're just like dragging their leg around. Yeah.
Yeah, I think they should do something like that.
Localized anesthetic.
It'd be a bit more interesting just being filmed.
So he gets them in the like the jaw.
I think it's a great premise for a TV program.
It is yeah, it's quite good.
Because they were just like, where do we stay?
You want to put that to the companies?
I think it's already been done.
Pull it back.
No, I won't. I don't think the companies are taking a notice of me, who am I?
Exactly. I agree.
I'm not even semi-famous.
Semi?
On the scale of the alphabet celebrity.
Would
I'm
you
not
want
even
to be famous?
Z, am I?
Not even a Z. No.
Would you
want to be famous?
Yeah.
To what level?
Any level.
Because there's different, there's different levels.
All right, let's
There's like
think.
Your A-list Hollywood actor who deserves to be A-list as well.
Yeah.
And then there's your... Made in Chelsea only wears Essex.
Yeah, I suppose these days fame's a bit different. There's like people who want to be famous, like your Made in Chelsea people who are in the paper all the time. Like the lives are just constantly.
But that isn't their fault.
No.
The programme is because they willingly get filmed. But
yeah.
The Daily Mail making a whole.
I wouldn't want to be famous in any way, I don't think.
They just follow them constantly with cameras. This
it's
is so
weird.
Coming out of the gym. Who cares? I don't give a shit.
They'd never get a photo of me coming out of the gym.
This is
be coming out of pizza.
Coming out of KFC again. Like bloody.
I'd like the money.
Would you prefer?
If I was doing something like this,
that's
I'd like
the problem.
The money. But you're faceless then, aren't you? Which is good.
I suppose it's like.
Because you're like
what level?
It's like
that's
you listen
thing,
to like bloody TalkSport or whatever, and it's. Fucking shite.
Some
really
of it's all right.
No, the presenters are fucking dreadful. They really are.
Here we go.
Awful.
Anyone in particular?
Name it. Alan Brazil.
Oh.
The Moose.
Is he still on in the morning?
Stan fucking Collymore.
No.
I hate him.
No, you've got it. The Moose. He is appallingly bad. Do you know what? He's so inarticulate. It's untrue.
I don't remember him.
All his words string together in one like drone noise.
Who's he on with?
He's like a roving reporter.
Oh yeah,
but
he's never
roved in his life. Apparently he's like a whole 38 stone in weight. They always
Andy
slag him
Durham
off.
And Darren Goff in an afternoon. Adam Barnsley.
You say Darren
Goff.
Give us
that chop, Andy. Dickie Bird. And Andy Durham, all he does is just try to upset people. All he wants to do is be controversial.
Do you know what annoys me about?
Time.
Do you know what annoys me about Darren Goff? Right,
my name's Darren Goff.
He's a Barnsley supporter.
Didn't
he
win Strictly Come Dancing?
Yeah, he did. Yeah,
Darren, where do you live? Stafford.
He's a Barnsley supporter.
Yeah,
he's a season ticket holder at Milton Keynes Dons.
that's where
right?
he lives.
Yeah, and but his Premier League team that he supports is Spurs.
Yeah, is that
really?
Right?
So you've got three teams. What's that all about?
It's a bit greedy, isn't it?
You can't have three teams.
Have you got a statute? No. You've got to be an umpire for that. No, you've got to live in fucking Yorkshire, you wanker.
Them two are fucking dreadful.
Andy Durham, I don't like him either.
Adrian Durham,
that's him. Don't like him either. He tries to upset people. We'll have a caller on. What do you want to say? Oh, Tottenham, the blah, blah, blah. Well, you're wrong. You're a twat. Get off.
Do you know what I think,
don't
though?
Like him.
Do you know what I think, though? That they've got... Darren Goff or whoever his little second in command is that day, who kind of talks what everybody's thinking.
Yeah.
And I think they make Adrian Durham go,
yeah,
right, whatever he thinks,
opposite.
You've got to think the opposite. Because it's like another view. I think they make him do it.
So in terms of that, I'd like to be famous because I'd like to be on the radio because I think I'd do a better job than some of these dickheads. That are
It'd be good
it.
To do a phone-in, wouldn't it? Like every night or every week. Keeping it up to date, that'd be a laugh.
Did you
we
watch,
do it anyway, don't we?
Celebrity Juice Halloween special last week.
We just wouldn't have the...
Yeah, it was ace.
Oh. Yeah, Kushvinder was race.
Kushvinder.
No, I'm Kushvinder Jackson.
Kushvinder Jackson.
I don't watch it. I don't like Keith Lemon.
It was very funny.
They did Celebrity Dogging, where they turned all lights off this old metro.
He wasn't in it. Keith Lemon wasn't in it this week.
And
this
Keith Lemon wasn't in the...
No, it was Kushvinder Jackson.
It was Kushvinder Jackson.
I don't even know who Kushvinder is.
But you know Bo Selecta, where he did Michael Jackson? He dressed up as a dead Michael Jackson.
Kushvinder.
And he was called Kushvinder. No. It was brilliant.
Have you seen
they had this dwarf run up to car, they were all in pitch black,
so
they couldn't see anything, and this dwarf ran up to car and just like jumped onto the car.
A dwarf, a little
this
person.
This little person.
A dwarf?
Yeah.
Yes.
Not a dwarf.
He was completely naked as well. No, he wasn't. He had like a nappy on, didn't he?
Yeah, and like a hat.
And he was painted green. And he just like leapt out on them and they all absolutely shattered.
Jessie J was on it, and she has this fear. Jessie J.
It was Jessie J.
You don't know who Jessie J is?
You do.
No.
It
was Jessie J.
She's a current famous person, her singer.
It's nothing to do with
she's on The Voice.
No, don't say that.
You don't know you want to know that either.
Makes you want to kick her in
all right, she's a pop star. Right.
I don't know who she is.
She's a mega star.
Basically, she had this fear of tents, didn't she?
A fear of tents? Yeah, she did.
Weirdly enough.
Oh, is she claustrophobic? One of the
Yeah. Ones? And he got, basically, Kushvinder had a tent waiting for her. And when she opened the tent.
It's not funny.
There was a little
tent,
person.
The little person was in the tent and jumped out.
He ran out. It's quite funny. Crazy.
I don't like it.
It was okay. Funny.
It's stupid.
It is very stupid.
Lighten up.
Yeah, seriously.
What do you mean lighten up?
Kushvinder.
Just watch something. Enjoy
I laugh
it.
Like more than anybody.
Oh.
It's just silly.
Green giant.
It's not funny.
Oh, yeah, it is. It is.
Shut your hole.
Lighten up.
Shut your hole.
I have another cookie.
So in that sense,
yeah.
Back to the original question.
What was the question?
If you would like to be famous.
All right.
I would not like to be famous. That's my personal
view. That's fine.
View.
When we're approached by Absolute Radio, we'll cut you out.
Cut me out.
You have got a certain anonymity, haven't you?
You have radio.
Yeah, I suppose you have actually. Yeah.
Doing this. If we didn't have like the logo as that picture, then no one would know what we look like.
That's true.
The poor bastard.
Is this where you're going? Mm. I want to change the logo now.
I desperately want to change the logo because it's horrible.
We've got an
Instagram account with loads of photos on it.
Yeah, I know. But none of them are that picture.
I don't think any of them are that bad.
That's awful. Of me.
I brought my camera, by the way.
Oh, good.
Yeah, could get a nice shot of Timmy with his gut sticking out.
Yeah.
Over my jeans. I'll just get it out a little bit more.
Yeah. No more. Just take your top off.
Yeah.
More.
A smile.
get me my
camera. Yeah, there's some Castrol somewhere
get
about.
Get a Castrol GTX.
And just sit there with a can
Loom
of special.
Me up.
Sit there with a can of special brew by your side.
Let's do it.
Tim could lick. Rob could lick it off you.
Oh, suddenly it's gone weird.
And now it's time for this week's Housewife Household Hints with Grandpa Stan.
Is this thing on? Problematic cold hands? Used tea bags make brilliant hand warmers. Pop a hot one in a sandwich bag and tie it up to prevent leaks. Then bung it in your pocket. I think the senna's working. I better go. I'm a martyr to me piles.
Follow us on Twitter at 3cuckoos or email us 3cuckoos@gmail.com.
Yeah. So this week I showed my little girl Jaws the film. It was brilliant. It was brilliant.
Did you make like a parent edit of it?
No.
Did you go in bareback?
Yeah, I saw it like that.
No. I can't say that.
I was a kid. When I was a kid.
You can't say that.
I might have just done that.
You can't
what
do
can
that.
You say?
I kind of censored it for her. So you know when you kind of like
but the film.
She's getting a little bit scared now. You can tell that.
Yeah.
So, like, you know the bit where he dives under the boat in the dark, doesn't he?
Yeah.
And the head comes out. I went, Jess, do you fancy getting scared at this point? And she was like, don't really know. I went, right, just look away now then, I'll tell you what it is. But then every time, then she hears the music, then she looks then.
Yeah.
She goes, oh, it's a bit scary. But when Quint gets eaten at the end.
You like to watch that bit?
Spoiler. I was like, yeah, you better look away now. But then when he's screaming, and it kind of goes on a bit longer than you think as well.
It zooms in his face a little bit, then he's going,
yeah, it does, yeah, and he's spitting all blood out and everything.
Yeah.
So she liked it. She thought it was really, really good.
Oh, bless her. Got a good taste.
It is really, really class. Good.
Yeah, it is
Catherine
class.
Catherine won't watch it.
Really? It's one of the greatest ever, isn't it? Mm, it's got to be up there.
She's a bit of a wuss.
It's brilliant. What do you mean? It ain't scary.
No, but
would you class it as a horror film?
Yeah.
Would you?
Yeah.
I'm
more like a terror film.
It's a horror film. There's no such thing as a terror film.
There is the film that terrorizes.
They're in. There's no genre terror.
There is now. We've just made it up.
Yeah. Welcome to my terror.
What genre film do you like best?
I was trying to think of some others that I could show her, legitimately show a 7-year old child. No, legitimately, like I said.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
It's not going to cripple her. What horror, murder,
horror films?
Chucky.
No, you can't show child's play.
What, a horror? Are you thinking horrors? Or?
Oh, well, yeah, maybe. No, just old films.
Saw.
Dyad. There's a lot of swearing in Dyad.
Battleship Potemkin.
What is that?
It's a film.
It's not the one with Rihanna in it.
No, that's terrible.
It's like a 19... God knows what, 20s film.
The Thing, maybe? Not a bit too much?
No.
No, because it's really crazy. Boring.
It's not really boring, it's ace. Watch it again. Do me a favour, watch it.
Police Academy?
What?
Cocoon.
Hightower.
Cocoon!
What? Where did you get that from?
What was that one that was underneath the sea?
He's going through Steve Guttenberg's greatest.
What was that underneath the sea one called?
Look Who's to Honor.
Little Mermaid?
No.
She's seen that. Under the Sea?
Yeah. It's like a sci-fi film.
The Abyss.
Oh, God, yeah, make her watch
that.
Love that film.
Oh,
fuck off, Tim.
It was all right.
Fucking dreadful.
It was all right.
It goes on for hours and nothing happens.
Oh, yeah, it's good. Quite long.
Terrible.
I liked it.
Is that the one you meant?
Coffee's in that. Coffee.
Coffee. Is that the one you meant?
Yeah.
Sean Bean's Coffee. Colonel Coffee.
Sean Bean. Sean Bean's in it.
Sean Bean isn't in it. Michael Bean's
Michael
in
Bean.
It.
It's a bean.
It's not a bean. It's not spelled the same.
He was born about 6,000 miles to the west.
Yeah, but you like Independence Day, don't you?
I haven't seen it in years. So badly is that thing.
I haven't seen it about 15 years.
And there's that guy with that voice. Know what I mean?
Oh,
awful
yeah.
Film.
Don't go up on the roof. Yes. Don't go up on the roof.
It's like, where the hell did you find this guy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Bill Pullman's in it, you see, and Batteries he should never be.
Bill Pullman's what?
Men.
He's in
and
Shield.
He should never be in any film ever because he's a. He's a dreadful actor.
What film was he in recently?
He's so wooden.
He popped up in something recently, didn't he? And everybody went, oh my God, Bill Pullman's in this.
He's in like The Grudge briefly at the start, isn't he?
He's in Ghost of the Abyss.
He kills himself.
Is he? That's Bill Paxton. What is wrong with you?
Jeremy Paxman.
Oh dear.
Jeremy Clarkson's in Ghost of the Abyss.
What? Ghost of the Abyss.
He's
I've
driving.
Never heard of that.
Aren't you?
Is that what's his name?
It's Cameron.
Jim Cameron. Oh no, yeah. not what's
it's
his
a,
name.
It's a doc.
Yeah,
it's not a film.
I watched. Oh, I watched Dawn of Planet of the Apes.
Oh, what a great film.
Brilliant film.
Super.
Brilliant.
Have you seen it yet?
No.
See it.
Brilliant.
I've been having problems with Parrotby and things like that. I keep downloading them and they've got no sound on them or something.
Oh really?
Yeah.
That's weird.
That's one of those problems.
Like Oculus.
Think,
I've not seen Oculus. I've not seen Oculus yet because every time I download a copy,
it's Japanese subbed.
No, it's like there was one the other day that did. No, it was really quiet. And all the, it was really, really low.
That was Region 5 by the sound.
It was really annoying. Oh, no, it said it was a Blu-ray rip. And the visual, the picture, was really good, crystal clear. But the audio, you could barely hear it. And
rubbish.
I've downloaded three.
Are you running it through your telly?
But Walking Dead. Yeah, I did Walking Dead the other week as well. And
brilliant.
That just stopped halfway through. So I downloaded another one because I've got like fibre broadband. So it's like 2 minutes.
Yeah.
It's great.
Walking Dead's been brilliant, dude.
Oh, this season is amazing.
It's been really good.
It's
what
superb.
A weird episode,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, really
the,
odd.
The, it just kind of sod Rick and everybody else.
Yeah.
Let's just go to this weird hospital.
Yeah. That was a bit like last season, the kind of things that they did with that.
Yeah, they did.
They kept going off in the different narratives and different stories.
That young lad, I've seen him before in something.
Have you?
I think he's been in a kids thing.
The black lad?
That my little girl watches, yeah.
Right.
I think so. I think he plays like... do you know, I've no idea where I've seen him. It's been ace. It's been really good.
It has been
excellent. Don't really know where it's going with that, though, do you?
Oh, yeah. I know
it had to catch up with her, though.
I know how that's going to end.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
What's his name's going to march in and save the day?
Rick.
Daryl.
Oh, do you think Daryl's
because you remember the week before at the end of it, Daryl appears at the church.
Yeah.
And he says, come on out.
Yeah.
That'll be Beth.
Right.
Carol dies. I'm guaranteeing
you.
Carol dies. Yeah. Carol dies.
Peg it.
And Daryl saves Beth. I bet you.
Right, okay.
You mark my words.
It's been really good, hasn't it?
It's been awesome.
Did you watch Doctor Who?
No. I'm a really big Doctor Who fan.
I see.
I hardly ever watch it. It's because I'm never in. Well, I've never.
This week has had over 100 complaints, apparently.
Really?
Which is quite a lot, isn't it, when you're talking about people who can be asked to kind of actually complain physically.
Do you watch Doctor Who? I thought you'd be a bit of an X Factor fan.
I never do, but I watched it this week because our last were at home and it was on. So, yeah, there were no else on. Apparently, it was like something to do with the afterlife.
Don't you watch The Sex Factor?
No, it's rubbish. They were saying that it's really bad to cremate people, and people can feel it when they get cremated.
What a load of horse
shit. So people have been complaining about that.
Wow.
But it's a bit harsh, isn't it?
Yeah.
To complain about something like that. Just get, you know, get off your horse.
I think I've said before on here, haven't I? It's like when the BBC cut into a programme with a news flash that Nelson Mandela had died, thousands of people complained that they didn't do the weather at the end of the news flash.
But really? It was a news flash. It's not a news bulletin.
People wrote in and emailed complaining they didn't do the weather at the end of a 5-minute thing that Nelson Mandela had just died.
What did they cut into?
Probably like fucking Cash Cowboy in the Builders. Attic.
Oh, yeah,
or DIY SOS.
Cash in the Attic.
Don't get done, get dom.
Don't cut into DIY SOS.
You didn't put the weather on after you told us that Mandela died. Fuck, get a grip. Some people have literally got nothing better to do.
Nelson Mandela.
I bet it were him. People like him sat at home all day.
I wish I'd that much.
Wanking
telly.
Off to Rosemary in Time.
Rosemary in Time?
Rosemary in what?
Isn't that some like old girl detectives?
Never even seen it.
Getting hot it's and like sweaty to reruns of Hetty Wainthrop.
Oh, man. With a 6-year-old Dominic Monaghan. It's isn't that like a female New Tricks? I think it is, isn't it?
Some people need to get a grip of themselves. Why complain about that? Get a grip.
So I thought it was harsh that people had complained at Doctor Who. It is only a kids.
It's not
program.
A kids program, though, is it?
Oh, well, it kind of is.
Never seen it.
You've never.
I've seen a couple of the old ones.
This
but
program
just
has been going since the early 60s.
Yeah,
but never seen
it. I've seen a couple of the new ones and a couple of the old ones. It's just not very good.
Shut up, Tim.
No, it's just bad.
You don't like British TV, though, do you?
No, not really.
You've got to get out of that.
You do.
I do. Some stuff I do like, to be fair.
Please, I beg you.
But
watch.
Stuff like Doctor, anything on BBC One just, is terrible.
Just watch. Just he's not watch watched it dramas. Yet, and I don't know why. Watch Apparitions.
Yeah, I know.
Because
I keep
it is
banging on about this every week.
I wish they'd done a second. Watch that. It is superb.
Who's in the whole of Luther?
Shaw.
So first
Martin
season was good.
Shaw.
Oh yeah.
The old fella.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
I liked Luther.
You what? Didn't like Luther because
no,
you didn't
like
watch the second season.
Well, I watched a couple of the second season, but it just got, I don't know, it's just something about him.
Broadchurch was brilliant.
Yeah, Broadchurch. I had one of them to watch, never.
You've got to watch that. And they're bringing it back as
just,
well.
You just watch The Good Wife, don't you?
Good Wife. I watch a lot of comedies, stuff really.
Yeah.
Like Bang, New Girl, Mindy, stuff like that.
Mindy? What's Mindy?
Mindy Project.
Don't watch it.
It's all right. I watch more comedy stuff than that because I'm more of sci-fi, you see, and there isn't a lot of sci-fi on at the minute, so.
Apparitions is horror.
Yeah, you watch see, I it. Like horror.
It's
horror
great.
Stuff.
It's really good.
I will watch it, man.
You must watch it.
I will.
Watch it this week.
Is it?
I feel like I must apologise.
Is it, though, is really it British? Good. Is it PG British? That's
is
the problem.
Is it PG British?
Like Doctor
no,
Who.
No, it's about
so
a Catholic
PG.
Priest who's an exorcist.
Oh, that's cool.
It's not, there's no PG about it. It's terrifying in parts.
I'll give that a watch. What channel is it on?
One.
Mm.
Oh, for God's sake, man.
I'll give it a watch.
Just watch
just
it.
For you.
It's so good.
Just for you, lad. It
terrified me.
I saw, you know when you tape something, and you know we've got like, I've got TiVo, and you tape something from like Christmas. I totally forgot it was on the box, and I was flicking through the other night going, what have I taped? And I went down, and they were doing like the top 50 Channel 4 best comedies ever.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought, this has got to be worth a watch. And do you know what? It was excellent.
What was number one? It must Father Ted.
It was Father Ted.
Yeah.
Well done, buddy.
Brilliant.
Do you know
brilliant.
What? I was sat there thinking, and then they were all
the Ted is good.
Instead of announcing it, they were like, it showed you like Al Murray going, it could be the greatest comedy like ever written. Yeah. And then it showed you somebody else going, it's just so good. And then it showed you somebody else going, I think I can tell you about every single episode individually. And then it went Father Ted, and I was like, oh my God, I actually have the scripts.
Yeah.
In a
Father
book.
Father Ted's amazing.
Yeah, it's absolutely brilliant.
Genius.
If anybody out there is listening, right? Say like Bold and Belligerent
in
or whatever.
America Land.
And you've never seen Father America. Ted.
Watch it.
It's
now.
Just brilliant. It's old. It's quite old, isn't it? 94, 95, 96.
So good, though.
And it was just excellent. I didn't realise that Dermot Morgan Was it Dermot Morgan? Mm. It was. That was his name, wasn't it?
Dermot Murnaghan.
They filmed the last episode and he died the next day.
Yeah, he did.
Wow.
Yeah, apparently they were all on a bit of a high.
Spoiler.
A bit upset, but a bit of a high.
He had a heart attack.
And then they were talking to Adler Hanlon.
I've seen him live.
And he said, yeah, I was with you.
And yeah?
Yes. And he said...
We all sang Manfully Horse at the end.
We were all so happy at the end. And he said, I woke up the next day and I was just like, wow, what happened yesterday? It was amazing. Mm. And he said, I literally got a phone call saying that they died.
Oh, Jesus.
Ridiculous, isn't it?
Awful.
But they'd stopped, they'd finished. That
In
was
a
the
way,
finish,
it was kind of, you know, it couldn't... They can't do anymore.
Well, they can't
so
do
it's
anymore.
Never going to be...
Yeah.
You know, it's like Fawlty Towers.
Yeah.
Which I absolutely love. I love John Cleese anyway.
Yeah, it's good.
But then there's like 10 episodes, that's it.
Yeah, yeah.
They never made any more.
Was there two series of like 6 episodes a piece?
And
to me, it'll never get, it never got boring.
Yeah.
It never got,
do you think that,
God, this is just dragging on. They're just milking this for all it's worth. I mean, I hate it anyway, but like Only Fools and Horses, I hate it.
Well, the thing
it's just
is,
full of Cockney wankers and I can't do with it. But now, every year, every couple of years, they bring it out and they milk it for everything it's worth.
You see, that is
it
the
was
bad
shit
thing.
The first time round.
No,
stop
up
bringing
until,
it back.
Up until 96, where they won the, where they got the money.
Wrong.
Yeah.
They should have finished it there.
Yeah, yeah.
But they didn't, they brought it back.
Well, I
without Buster Merrifield.
I hated it anyway.
Because he died.
So.
And then they brought it back for, they'll bring it back for like comic relief.
There's some genius scenes though in Only Fools.
Yeah,
I can't do with it. I cannot do with it. It's not funny at all.
But you like, but it's weird because you like Fawlty Towers for me gets a bit stupid in bits.
Mm.
It's like One Foot in the Grave. I was not a fan, but there was some funny bits in it.
Mm.
But it got stupider and stupider and stupider. Whereas certain comedies you've got to kind of think about, or they'll reference something right at the end from right at the start, and it's clever.
Fawlty Towers, you see, it's John Cleese.
It's physical humor.
And it's along the lines, it's a similar sense of humor to Monty Python.
Oh, yeah.
Which
yeah.
is very...
Off the wall.
Yeah. And you've got... Yeah.
Well, even they said half of it was just complete
and
not
tosh. And I absolutely love Monty Python.
But you love Vic and Bob,
think
don't
it's
you?
Hilarious. Yeah.
Yeah.
Something that's a bit alternative and a bit odd, and you're like, what? I like that.
Yeah.
I've always loved Monty Python. I grew up with it. My dad and my granddad watched it. And it's kind of... So Fawlty Towers is a similar kind of thing.
We've gone over this before, though, haven't we? It's what you grow up with.
Mm. We were talking about music, weren't we?
Yeah.
Well, it works for everything, I
think. You see, I grew up watching Only Fools. It started in 83.
Yeah.
So I was like 4. And there was an episode in season 3 called Friday the 14th.
Oh, that's brilliant.
And it was a rip-off of Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
And they did it so well.
Mm.
But it was funny. But when you're a kid, it's a bit like, oh my God, there's a man hiding in the trees and stuff.
Yeah.
Mm. And it was really funny. Mm. And I knew all the words to it. My granddad used to sit there on a Saturday morning going, he knows all words to this.
Now, whether it's something I don't get, but
it never
found it funny.
I'll show you that episode, that one episode.
It's
not Uncle Albert, it's granddad.
I've probably seen it.
This is Jason Derulo. And I listen to the Three Cuckoos podcast when I'm cleaning my trumpets.
Right, this week's Premier League predictions. Sad Rob has been doing some homework.
No, I haven't.
And he's got all his scores written out on a pad in front of him. Because
it's not homework.
After last week's revelations that he's getting panelled now by me. He can't cope with this.
Panelled?
So he's done some research.
Never heard it put like that before.
Yeah, I've never heard
it. He's not written a Sarah Millican because he's been too busy studying the form of every single team in the English Premier League.
So, no, I haven't studied four.
Liar.
I've just literally gone, do you know what? I need some scores, so I've written them down. It's fine. It's fine.
Sad.
I ain't breaking no rules.
Last week's results in joint third place. Or second place.
Yeah.
Whichever. Last place is me and you, Rob, with 6 points.
Oh, that's not bad.
That's pretty good.
6 isn't bad. Did I get any right?
Yeah, one, I think.
Did I get one
maybe.
Right?
Maybe.
Did I? I'll take that.
Maybe.
No, it doesn't happen very often, so I'll take that.
Yeah.
And Tim leads the way again with 9.
With Ooh. 18.
With 9
with
points.
With 9.
Nice.
I'm still in the lead overall.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
He will be for a bit.
Let's go into this week's. First up, 12:45 Saturday, Liverpool-Chelsea.
Looking forward to it.
Biggest game of the weekend.
I'd say 2-1 Chelsea, unfortunately.
Has he got to drop Balotelli?
Well,
does he drop
judging him? By the performance against Real Madrid, no.
Well,
because Barini's shite
we
as well.
He didn't play, really, did he? Yeah, you'd think he'd have run his little socks off, wouldn't
you,
really?
Yeah, he'd be crap.
But it was all in midfield, wasn't it? Yeah. I've gone 2-0 Chelsea.
2-0?
Yeah.
Dustin.
I have. Liverpool just don't seem to be able to score a goal.
Yeah.
They need Sturridge back straight away. Straight away.
Well, he's not a goal scorer, so.
Risk him.
1-0, Chelsea.
Okay.
Burnley.
Yep.
Against Hull.
Are they at Turf Moor?
Turf Moor. Aye.
Against lad. Hull.
Turf Moor. Let's get an hot pot pie in.
2-0, Hull.
Marcus, put me down for 2-1 to Hull.
Oh, darling.
Yes, I think Burnley might have a goal in them, sir.
I'll go 1-1. Manchester United versus Crystal Palace.
Palace have been weirdly all right.
Yeah.
Until last week when they got whipped by Sunderland.
But it was a late show, wasn't it?
It was very late.
3-1, Manchester.
And I have gone for 3-2, Manchester.
Ooh.
Yeah, I have. I just weirdly think that
yeah,
Palace,
I know you mean.
Although I don't think Jedinak's playing, is he? I think he's suspended for this one. I think they might shit man you up a couple of times at the back.
Do you think so?
I don't know, really. It's a hard one to call. If Man United were on fire, it could be like 3-0.
Yeah.
I've gone 2-0 Man United.
Yeah, it could be. Could be.
Southampton against Leicester.
Leicestershire.
Leicestershire City.
3-0 Southampton.
I've gone 2-0 Southampton.
I'll go 2-1 Southampton. West Ham versus Aston Villa.
Or as I abbreviated it, WHAM.
2-1 to the Hammers.
I went 1-0 to West Ham.
2-0. I think Villa are shit and they're sinking like a stone.
Yeah, yeah they are.
Here we go. One for Rob. Wonder how many he's got Man City scoring. QPR versus Manchester City.
Well, they've dropped Ferdinand and suddenly they're better.
2-1 Manchester City.
Who are absolute garbage as well.
Yeah, they are. Not in the league, though, are they? It's weird.
Yeah. They've not won in the like last three.
I've gone QPR 0, Manchester City 3.
Mm. Tasty.
I'll go for 2-0 Man City.
Tasty.
Sunderland versus Everton.
Oh, good win.
Was a good win.
They needed it.
Needed.
Fletcher with 2.
They dropped him, didn't they?
2-2.
Who?
Minone.
Oh, right, did they?
After we got out, they dropped him. Yeah, Pantilimon.
2-2.
Oh, of course. Pantilimon was great.
It's one of them.
Wes
games.
Brown's own goal was genius. Can I just add?
Yeah.
Wasn't he on the bench as well?
Yeah.
He managed to come off the bench and score.
Somebody got
goal.
Hurt, didn't they? So oh, he came words. On.
Probably. What's his name?
And wellied it into his own
glass knee.
Oh, she. What did you go for?
2-2.
You went 2-2. I've gone 2-1 Everton.
I'll go for.
Who's it for? Nil.
I did. I keep thinking he's going to do that every week.
Is that a Monday night game or a Sunday game?
Sunday, there's no Mondays this week.
Aren't there?
No.
No Monday night football. No M&F.
M&F.
No Jamie Carragher. Jamie.
Rat-faced little Mr. Gary Neville.
That would be Neville's child, Neville.
Neville. Oh, that's really hard. I'm going to go for... Oh, Rob, you're a piece of shit.
Sorry.
1-1.
A draw.
You went for a draw.
It'll never be a draw.
It'll never be a draw.
Tottenham versus Stoke.
Oh.
Sydney, it's a pen.
1-1.
Oh, you little bastard. That was wild.
Yeah, that's shit on your little pad, hasn't it? Now look, there's a big brown streak down the middle of it.
Stoke got to put the ball in the back of the net enough. But they don't really can. Oh, I don't want to say it.
Do it.
0-0.
Ooh, it could be that as well.
Oh God, it can't be, can it?
It could be. It's going to be one of them games.
I went 1-1. Can't be 2-2, surely not.
2-0, Tottenham.
Ooh.
West Brom against Newcastle. Resurgent Ooh. Newcastle.
That'll yeah. be a good game.
Beating Liverpool,
four in a
Man
row
City
if you include the Capital
in the last
Cup.
Couple of weeks. Yeah, no. Yeah.
I think 1-0 Newcastle.
Unbelievable turnaround.
I've gone 2-1
Newcastle. I think West Brom are literally just going to run out of luck.
Do you?
Because they're yeah. literally running on dodgy penalties and late goals and him scoring
dodgy
goals.
Pens, yeah, that's true.
And really late goals, and it won't last.
So I've gone 2-1 Newcastle.
Yeah, that's good. Good.
Although their little winning streak's going to have to stop.
1-1. And finally, Swansea versus Arsenal.
At Swansea as well.
At the, yes, Swansea Stadium.
2-1 Arsenal.
Liberty.
Yeah, Liberty. 2-1 Arsenal.
I've gone 3-1 Arsenal.
Mm. I think...
Right, I'm going to shock you all. I'm going to go 2-1 Swansea. Boom!
Good lad. Get in there.
Is that it?
That is it.
That would be, yeah.
Best of luck, gentlemen. Best of luck.
It's Rob that needs it.
Wrapped up. Yeah, it is. I want a good week this week, please.
Sinking like a stone.
Mm. Can we
he's like the Aston Villa of Premier League predictions.
Yeah.
Join us next week on the Three Cuckoos Podcast for more Premier League predictions.
Catch us at Three Cuckoos on Twitter, threecuckoos@gmail.com or threecuckoos.blogspot.co.uk. Can I go now?
Yeah, like a hobo painter and decorator.